Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes into his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at the right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, "Come, that you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison or visited you?" And the king answered him, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at the left hand, "You are accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for you, the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to eat or drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick in prison and you did not visit me." Then they will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or stranger or sick or naked in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you do it Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday in our church calendar, concludes our season of ordinary time. Next week, we're going to start a new church year with the first Sunday in Advent. Every year, we wrap up ordinary time with Christ the King Sunday because we spent most of ordinary time learning who Jesus is and how we are to follow him in our daily lives. This year, we worked our way through the Gospel of Matthew, focusing on Jesus's parables and how they draw us into deeper discipleship. On Christ the King Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus is King over our world and our lives. It is a fitting and joyful way to end the church year. In our scripture reading for this morning, we have a parable that gives us one way that we are to celebrate Christ as King. It is with this parable called the Parable of the Sheep and Goats. In it, Jesus, who Matthew calls the Son of Man, returns in glory. And upon his return, he separates the people into sheep and goats. Sheep are they who demonstrate their faithfulness to Christ the King by performing acts of loving kindness. They feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and visit the sick and imprisoned. Goats are they who perform the same acts, but who only do it when the entire community is gathered to watch them. Throughout this season of ordinary time, we've learned that discipleship is more about the small, everyday acts of loving kindness than it is about those big moments where we experience the presence of God clearly. We've also learned that disciples are they who have been through the great tribulation, who have suffered as Jesus did for the sake of the world he loves so much. They suffer because the path that Jesus treads is one that ends at the cross. So as Jesus' disciples, we should be prepared to enter into this same suffering because we travel the same path. In today's parable, Jesus teaches us that in Christ's kingdom, the blessed are those who suffer, but who do not retaliate with violence. Those who bear witness to a new reality by serving others. This is where I got a little bit stuck in my sermon prep this week. Were this an ordinary Christ the King Sunday sermon, this is the part of the sermon that I would tell you to go feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and visit the sick and imprisoned. Unfortunately, we are living at a time where it is just not safe to do those things. It's also not safe to do the things we usually do in our efforts to do those things. So things like food distributions and community Thanksgiving meals. In other words, we can't feed the hungry right now. We can't visit the sick, and we're not allowed to visit the imprisoned. But as I was reflecting on this scripture passage this week, it dawned on me that there are actually things we can do right now that serve those larger purposes. I'm sure we all watched this week as the director of our health department laid out three specific things we can do. According to her, these three things are the things that will give our kiddos the best possible shot at in-person instruction this winter. These three things will ensure that our hospitals don't become overwhelmed. These three things will help small businesses stay in business. These three things are: avoid large group gatherings, wear our masks, and stay home if we're sick. Guys, I know we're all tired of this pandemic. I know that we were all really looking forward to spending time with our friends and families over the Thanksgiving holiday. I am not particularly thrilled that now I have to wear a mask when I'm working out. I'm not kidding you, I sweated through three of these on Friday. But this pandemic isn't over yet. I'm very encouraged with the news of not one, but two very effective vaccines that will hopefully receive FDA approval soon. Until then, the best way that we can serve others is to wear our masks, stay home if we're sick, and avoid large group gatherings. Friends, I too have days where the weight of this guidance falls heaviest on me. On those days, I have to remind myself that I can do these things because I have experienced the inbreaking of God into a new kingdom that is unfolding all around us. And once we've experienced this life-changing reality of Christ the King, this gives us strength to face whatever is in front of us. Friends, God's kingdom is an interconnected network of brothers and sisters of all nations and peoples. Being a part of this kingdom means that my actions affect my neighbors and their actions affect me. Being a part of this kingdom means that we have seen a king who is not like the kings of this world. We know a king who brings real peace, who sees the needy, who hears the cries of the oppressed. In God's kingdom, no one is hungry, thirsty, naked, or alone. I have to trust that God is at work in our midst, even when I'm seeing people in our community this holiday who are sick and alone. I have to trust that if it's not safe for me to help them, then God is going to raise up people who can. I know this isn't my typical Christ the King Sunday before Thanksgiving sermon. Normally, I would focus on gratitude, and this year, I want to focus a little bit more on hope. Because even in these atypical times, our hope is in the reality that Christ is King. This pandemic is eventually going to end. All we can control is that which God has entrusted to our care. Let us prepare to go from this place, serving others and professing the invasion of God's glorious kingdom. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.